The real bad ones.
Yeah, you don't see them anymore.
It's bothering me. That's why I watch it.
Well, people cried about it. I didn't have that.
Bothers me. All right, if you're staying with us, we'll do a top of the hour break. Andy Roddick is coming up next hour. We'll attempt to call the company that makes, what is it called, the Dragon one?
The Red Dragon, Rick.
Yeah, that's the and see if we can put it on the automobile. Still to come.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, Sally. How's work?
Busy. Between my two kids and my sixth grade students.
I'm sure.
Say, my Jessica says things are really changing in class.
They sure are. Tennessee's Common Core state standards have raised the bar for achievement at our school. But it's great that we can better concentrate on real-world learning rather than teaching for a test.
Must be working. I've read Tennessee education is improving faster than any state in the country.
Yes, and I'm excited for my kids, too, because I really believe that Common Core and a better focus on critical thinking skills will lead to a better education overall. And that means more kids in college, stronger families, better jobs, and a safer community.
Can't argue with holding everyone to the same standards.
And the extra effort's worth it. You know, if you'd like more information, tnprosperity.com is a great resource for parents.
My husband is curious. I'll send him there. And thanks again for all you're doing for Jessica.
Of course. Now, if we could just apply higher standards to these referees.
So tell me about it.
Paid for by the Tennessee Association of Business Foundation.
Since 1941, serving the public interest. WJZM Radio, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
Welcome to WJZM's Three Ladies on the Radio. Hope everyone's staying warm out there. It actually feels warm.
Somebody from the office just made that comment. Why is it at 20 and when it was 8, it still felt about the same? So, or maybe we're getting used to this.
I think so. It's possible. I know this morning when I was out, I had a 6:45 meeting, and it was cold.
Yes,
and then I came
still
out.
Cold.
It is still cold, but imagine from this morning till now, it's like summer.
Yeah. We're going to be in the 50s, like what, tomorrow? And
yes.
Saturday, so you're right. That's like summertime here now.
And it's crazy weather.
Crazy
but they
weather.
Say if you don't like it, just wait till next week.
Yep. You'll probably just wait a couple days, and you'll get something.
That's right. Just wait 24 hours, and you'll have something.
Exactly.
Crazy weather. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Well, let me tell you, I'm Lori Austin. I'm here along with
Valerie Hunter Kelly
and
Janice Cleary.
And our guest host today is Deborah Matthews. And she's we're going to talk about careers and changes in the year 2014. But before we go there, we do want to talk a little bit about this lovely weather and what it causes, the flu. I don't think
I'm missing that word.
I know it's a dirty word. I don't know if I know anybody that hasn't gotten sick yet.
Here I am.
Lovely. Nothing at all. You two ladies, fantastic.
It's not in my schedule. I looked and I don't have anything time in 2014 to be sick.
So exactly.
Maybe 2015.
Well, I didn't put it on my schedule, but the last 3 weeks I've had a sinus infection and I can't seem to shake it. So this weather needs to knock it off.
It's horrible. I agree. I had a sinus infection, ear infection, and bronchitis. I thought, really?
Oh, wow.
I can't tell you the last time I had a sinus infection, or I don't even know if I've ever had an ear infection. So, crazy weather. So we have some tips for you today from the CDC. They call it their Take 3 Actions to Fight the Flu. It says the flu is a serious, contagious disease that can lead to hospitalization and even death. So, they urge you to take some steps. Of course, the number one thing, of course, is the flu vaccine. And that right there is controversial. Just in this room alone.
Just in this room.
Just in this room. It's divided. Half the room says, yes, 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 get that shot. The other side's like, no, no, no. So I don't know about you out there, listeners, but some don't agree with that. But CDC says they recommend a yearly flu vaccine. That's the first and most important step in protecting against the flu virus. That's what half the room says. They also tell you that there are several different types of flu viruses. So you need to be aware of that. And right now they say that the flu vaccine is out there to protect the current flu bug. So they claim that they keep up with it.
Yeah, but people that are getting the flu, and some of them that are dying, a lot of them are young, healthy people.
Yes, yes. 30 years old, 39 years old, just children. It's horrible.
Right.
I mean, this is 2014.
Why wouldn't you want to get a flu shot, Lori, based on that?
Well, I have a different opinion about that.
Good. Let's hear it.
I haven't taken the flu shot in 3 years, and knock on wood, I haven't gotten the flu. Because I think, why am I going to put a virus in my body for my immune system to have to try to fight that off? Because when I did take the flu shot, I don't care what they say, I did get a case of the flu, and I was ill, very ill with it. So I'm not going to take that risk of making myself sick whenever I can do all the preventative stuff to try to keep myself from getting the flu.
Right, and that's what a lot of people do say. Though the reason for the flu vaccine is it lessens your symptoms and shortens your illness. That's what they say, because you can still get the flu.
You can still get the flu, but you want to build up that immunity. Because if you come down with the flu, it probably is going to help it be a lot less severe, because you do have those antibodies in your system to be able to fight that bacteria off. So when that happens, it just helps you build up your immunity, and so you do want to do that. And that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. And you're right, people are divided about it, but it's like,
yes.
I just don't have time to be sick. I don't want to take that risk or be the one that says, I wish I had listened and done that.
Right.
So I haven't had a reaction to it. Mark sometime would get a little sick when he first did it,
mm-hmm.
but I noticed when he does that, he doesn't get the flu. So it's just so dangerous.
Right, there's other things out there, but yeah, you stay away from the flu. Mm-hmm. Because that's pretty mean.
Yeah.
And it's not the flu like everyone thinks of with, it's you're in the bed, you're tired, you don't feel well, and you don't want to eat. It's just horrible. Fevers. And it's very contagious. It's very contagious. The flu is very contagious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, washing your hands is such a big deal, because I was telling them in my office, I said, if you're not feeling well, then don't come in our office. You're not allowed to cut through there.
You have
to talk to me from the doorway. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have the right to tell anybody else that in the office, but don't bring it into the office, because it gets other people sick, and then it's just a snowball effect. But just things like, so we all use the same bathroom. So you go to open a bathroom door, and what are you doing? Somebody sneezed and they opened the door up, so now those germs are on there for a certain period of time. So it's just hand washing seems to be a really big thing that people just don't think about.
And that's the next step. According to CDC, they have the take three. The first one, of course, is a flu vaccine, and who's at risk, who should have it. Then it's the everyday preventative actions, okay? And I guess it says avoid close contact with sick people. But there are those workaholics that think, oh, I need to be in the office, I can't miss work, or I'm going to be fine. My husband did that. He had an upper respiratory. He didn't get the flu, but he got an upper respiratory. I said, you're contagious. You need to stay away from me, and you certainly don't need to be at work. You need to rest again. Oh, I'm good. Okay, Mr. Man. So, you got to try to avoid that. If you sneeze, they say sneeze into a tissue, because the sneezing, that puts it all out there.
Well, but to teach the kids, though, what is it with the kids? You sneeze into, your elbow. You put your...
Right.
And so that you don't touch it all. But I notice a lot of the adults, I see them doing that because their kids taught them how they're supposed to sneeze.
That's
not
right.
To spread those germs.
Mm-hmm. Because when I was growing up, you sneeze into your hand.
Right. I think now we use tissues.
Exactly. But they recommend using a tissue and then covering your entire mouth and nose.
Yes, that makes sense.
And that will help. Because think about, for me, because I'm teaching and trainers.
Oh, yeah.
We're around so many people.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Not everyone understands the etiquette.
Right.
And coughing, too. Cover your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Don't just blurt that out there.
But you cough into your hand, then you need to go wash your hands.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You do that.
And you use the antibacterial hand sanitizer, and you should always have some of that in your purse, don't carry a purse, in your
man
pocket.
Bag.
Yes. Well, my classrooms where I am on Fort Campbell, they all have them built in, the hand sanitizer, so everyone's always in there, especially when we're doing shaking hands and things of that nature.
I send
them straight over there, go sanitize now. And they say use alcohol-based hand rub. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, because that's how germs spread. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects that may be contaminated. Think of these mics today.
Oh, yeah. Let's back up.
Yeah, everybody just move back. That's right. John, were these clean?
You clean these mics, John, before we got a hitting lights on.
Yeah. These headphones and the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
These are things, the keyboards, think about it. We touch them.
That was a big place.
Yes, you have to clean those because that's a big contaminant right there. And then the other thing is they talk about over-the-counter medications that may help. The last step, of course, is the antiviral drugs if your doctor prescribes them because they can help treat your illness, shorten the time that you're ill. It says they make the illness milder and shorten the time you are sick. They also can help prevent serious flu complications. That's the other thing people don't think of. Okay, oh, you have the flu, big deal. Well, the flu can develop into other complications. Right. And as Valerie said earlier, you can actually die. Right. And there was a gentleman just interviewed in Nashville. He was in the hospital with the flu. And that's the first thing he said. People, please get your shot.
He did say that.
He sure did. He said, please, please, please get that shot. So, and let's just talk about the symptoms really quickly. Flu-like symptoms include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headache. Yeah, you're doing a little check mark. Chills and fatigue.
Dressing all right. Warmer.
Some people may even have the vomiting and diarrhea.
Crackers.
You eat a lot of crackers. And you can actually have the flu upper respiratory symptoms without a fever. So, you know, it varies. And then they say the studies show that the antiviral drugs work best when your symptoms are 2 days of getting sick. So any later than that, they may be helpful, but not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We haven't even hit flu season.
That's right.
I know, joy, joy, and happy. I'm just spreading the joy this afternoon. Yes. It's not morning.
Well, Lori, I feel that if we take some natural remedies, lemon, honey,
ginger, teas
with, if you speak a lot, if you take, put cough drops in your tea, have hot tea, white tea, black tea, herbal green tea. Mm-hmm. If you get rest, if you also eat peppers, they have snack peppers now. If you eat power foods, if you eat celery, food, God made everything we need in nature. So sometimes when people want us to buy something or take something, I'm learning to be cautious of that.
That's right.
I learned that a lot from my father. Years before I moved to Clarksville, he would just take his herbs or his medicines or his natural medicines, and he would drink his water, and he was just healthy. He's never been to the doctor, and he's hardly ever been sick.
That's fantastic.
And so now, sometimes, I met a lady from Russia. She came to do a presentation, and she said that her mom would go out to a tree in the yard, pull the leaf off, make a paste, and put it on them. And I shared it with my father. He was like, well, what did she use?
Right.
So I realized that sometimes there are alternate ways of doing things.
Yes, there are.
And anytime someone wants to encourage us to do things that requires an investment right alongside that dollar bill, you may want to double check some other alternatives.
Well, we're going back to everything is plant-based. They're telling you eat, make sure you eat plant-based foods and going back to plant-based medicines.
You know,
things.
The broth that you get from boiling chicken or beef, that it does something inside of your body to help your overall health. I mean, it's just fascinating when I found it out.
Oh, thank you for sharing. That's true.
Yes.
When you go, we had DC Royalty on a few weeks back, and she talked a lot about homeopathic treatments and the same thing. Even for the flu, she had mentioned there's something over the counter, but it's homeopathic, and it's hard to find, but I found it. But yeah, there are alternatives. Yes. Not everyone likes to take medicine.
Oh, very much so. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. You can take Taramic. You can take cinnamon and honey and mix it up in the tea, drink it, and it's just like you're born again.
Nice. Think about it. Your body, if you treat it right with all the different elements, the physical activity, the eating healthy, all of those, your body has what it needs to take care of itself.
Right. And exercise is very important. Stretching, moving, cardio, strength training, it builds your entire body. And it releases endorphins that helps you to live.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pop a pill every day.
Yeah.
You can just live.
I love the arthritis commercial where they say a body in motion stays
stays in motion.
Yeah, or the body at rest stays. Oh, we're going. But I'm like, yeah, think about that. Makes sense.
Oh, yes.
Now, we're not doctors. We're not doctors here today. Or healthcare practitioners, but well, we're sharing our opinion of what we think is good for you, other than the CDC take three actions. Those are straight facts from CDC.
And who is CDC, Lori?
CDC is the, help me out.
Center for Disease Control.
That's right. That's a mouthful, so CDC, love our acronyms. But, my goodness, look, we've already went, first quarter of our show. So we need to listen to our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Deborah Matthews about why you should change careers in 2014, or if you should, and if you do, how to do it. She has some wonderful tips. So we'll be back to hear more from Deborah.
Okay. I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
When it comes to real estate in Clarksville, one name stands above the rest, Valerie Hunter Kelly and her Air Assault team. With over 4,000 career sales, Valerie and her team have helped thousands of families realize and achieve their real estate goals and dreams. Ranked number one in the Fort Campbell region for the past 5 years, Valerie Hunter Kelly is the name you want on your side when you look to buy or sell. It's Valerie Hunter Kelly and the Air Assault team, 931-320-2100, or visit them online at airassaults.com.
Bethel University's adult learners are a rare and special type of person, leaders in the office and the community, teachers in and out of the classroom, superheroes without capes. They administer first aid on computers and scraped knees. They are changing healthcare and themselves. With Bethel University's accelerated bachelor's or MBA degrees, you can be your very best for yourself, for your family, for your world. Learn more by calling 1-877-4-BETHEL today.
Clarksville, Fort Campbell area pre-owned buyers. It's the grand opening of Matthews Nissan Pre-Owned Superstore in Clarksville on Highway 76 under the four giant American flags or MatthewsNissan.com. Save thousands at Clarksville's largest import dealer. 11 acres, 500 new and used to choose from. Each Matthews Nissan pre-owned vehicle gets serviced, washed, waxed, and a Carfax included. 2012 Versa, $149 per month, up to 34 MPG highway. 2012 Sentra, $179 per month. 2012 certified pre-owned Altima, $17,900. 125 new and used Altimas in stock. 30 vehicles under 10 grand. Credit challenge? No worries. We can help. Get the auto credit you deserve. Don't pay more. Come to the grand opening of Matthews Nissan Pre-Owned Superstore or 24-7 at MatthewsNissan.com. Stock number 630309. All prices plus tax, time, and license. $457 processing fee included in pricing. $4,000 down. 3.19% APR for 75 months with approved credit. It's 915-13.
Attitude is everything. Manners are for everyone. Do you have an etiquette toolkit? Whether you are a student, executive, a soldier, family member, or a seasoned professional, etiquette education will position you to distinguish yourself and project a positive image. Austin's Etiquette for You offers services on how to dine like a diplomat, professional attire, customer service and dispute resolution, communication, and leadership skills. Fill your toolkit with the tools and philosophy necessary to maneuver through life with confidence and authority. Austin's Etiquette for You. Find out more by calling Lori at 931-206-5947 or visit etiquetteforyou.net. Etiquette, the number four, the letter U.net.
Are you new to the area or maybe just having problems locating those hard-to-find streets? Universal Advertising Associates Incorporated has published a quality Clarksville-Montgomery County street guide, and they are now available free of charge at these area business locations. The maps will be available for a limited time only, so hurry into these businesses near you. Immaculate Conception, Wall, Windows, and Glass, Spring Creek Campground, Alliance Parts Today, WVRY 105.1 FM and WJZM 1400 AM.
WJZM Radio is Clarksville's only local news talk sports station. For local news and current events, WJZM Radio is Clarksville's broadcast leader. Join the newsmakers Saturday mornings with Clarksville in Review, a two-hour broadcast dedicated to updating you on the week's news and current events. Would you like to talk to the people in the news? Then tune in Saturday mornings 8 until 10 on WJZM Radio. Clarksville in Review, the only local talk show of its kind. From the station that's all about Clarksville, WJZM Radio.
Clarksville's only radio station for local news, talk, sports, WJZM Radio.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
Welcome back to Three Ladies on the Radio. I'm Lori Austin with Valerie Hunter-Kelly and Janice Cleary. And our guest host today is Deborah Matthews. And she has an extensive bio. And I was reading over it and over it. And I thought, okay, what do I need to say? And there's so many good things on here. I want to say it all. So what I've decided is I'm going to let Deborah talk about Deborah. And then that way we can cover it all. So Deborah, you tell us a little bit about what you do and all your fancy titles.
Well, the fancy titles are just titles where we've gotten training to help people. My name is Deborah Ann Matthews, and I'm a professional resume writer.
That's right.
And I'm a certified career coach. And I am passionate about helping people see what's possible. And the particular genre that I use to do that is in their career areas, in job searching, and in communicating their value. Who are you as a professional? You're not just a dishwasher. You're not just a military person. You're not just a housewife. You're not just a secretary. You are a professional in administrative science.
Nice.
Oh, I like that. Administrative science.
That's right. And so most of the time, people who come to me, well, I work with young people. So I work with young people through Job Corps. So with them, of course, I don't give them the clinical training because we need to get them into jobs. They've been trained at Job Corps or they haven't been trained. But we try to teach them career success standards, those basic building blocks that they need to get a job. And all week, we've had a student who just got a $13 an hour job right out of the Job Corps with the parole system. We have a student who worked at Burger King who works there. He was trained as a carpenter. They told me yesterday at Burger King he's the best worker. They split him between two stores.
Wow.
We have students who leave making $27 an hour. We have students who leave going into college. So that is a program that's geared to help train young people between 16 and 24. And then I have a side business where I actually work with what I call motivated job seekers. So these are people with whom I help learn how to invest in their careers. So you may pay me, but I need you to invest also. I need you to communicate your value. Tell me about your success stories. Tell me about your passion. And tell me what you want to do. Because to get a job, the workforce needs to understand your value, how you can help them solve their problems,
how you
can help them maintain their status quo, and how you can help strategically think. Because you're not brand new. You didn't just jump off the turnip truck. You know something of value.
That's right. When
you can communicate that value, the workforce says, let me pay you more. And when you can communicate that you're worth the $10,000 to $20,000 more that they do have to offer you, they will give it to you. But they won't give it to you if you're whining, if you don't understand your value, if you're lazy, and if you have an entitlement syndrome. But they will give it to you if you can communicate your car stories. And we call those CAR, conflict or crisis, action, and results. When you can speak that way, then the workforce says, come work for me.
And for Kemba, we've added STAR. We've added
the
S.
Oh, yes, STAR.
The situation,
the same.
Task, action, and results. It's the same as CAR, just
same,
one more element.
It's the
and
same.
And any time you can answer a question using CAR or STAR, you can communicate exactly what you do. And most people are missing the A and the R, the action and the results.
Exactly.
Everyone can tell you the S and the A, my situation and my action. I mean, situation and the task. But it's harder to put into play. Think about what you do. And then can you tell me, what are the results of your actions?
Oh, yeah.
How did you affect the bottom line for that company?
Exactly. most worker bees don't know the company's big goals.
That's right.
So worker bees have to do their homework, and you have to go to their corporate website, go to Glassdoor, go to your LinkedIn profiles, and learn about your company so you can, or learn about your industry so that you can communicate that value. And even one step more than that, learn about who you are as a professional. What is it that you want to be known for? Not what have you been doing. So those are two different things.
That's right.
And I think I've learned that really college teaches you how to think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the purpose of college, is to learn how to learn. And at least that was the purpose of college when I was in school.
No, I still think that's true.
So,
and it's still
to a certain extent.
Yes.
And I think that the things I've done since that time, I've done a lot of community service. I've traveled a lot around the world. I've just helped people from different cultures and different communities. And it was very hard because German people, they ask a lot of questions. But that's a good thing now. But once you learn that, then you don't have a problem with that. And then you can understand the relationship with diversity.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand it's not just two different ethnic groups. Tennessee is one of the most diverse states in the nation.
Oh.
And so once you understand that and you can communicate that you have experience working with people of various cultures, that lets the workforce know, that lets hiring managers know that you can get along with people, whether they're millennials, whether they're mid-season professionals or elder people. The more skills you can verbalize that you know how to effectively manage, the greater asset you will be deemed. That's when you'll start getting interviews. That's when you'll start getting contract positions. That may last a little while, but that's okay,
mm-hmm.
because that's the way this workforce is going. We're not just a stay at a company for 20 years anymore. We'll work for me for 3 months, and then I'll bring you back next year at the same time.
See, and that's a valid point. A lot of people think that they can just turn in that little resume and just basic information. Or I hear this a lot. Well, I just want to pay somebody to do it. Why? Oh, it's just too hard. I don't have the time. So I ask them, well, fine. Who is going to write that resume? You can pay them, but where are they going to get the information to write your resume?
Exactly.
You know you better than anyone.
Well, the thing is, I'm a member of professional associations where people like Martin Yates, I know him. Can you believe people, the man who wrote, Dick Bowles, who wrote What Color Is Your Parachute? I can email him right now.
Fantastic.
And what
it's a great
we
book.
Have been taught is that we work with motivated job seekers. And you hear me say that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I can't work with because
sure.
I can't make up for you.
Right.
And it's hard when your brain hasn't practiced thinking about what you've been doing. When you've been putting widget number one and widget number two and circling it, sometimes you don't want to think. But the workforce mm-hmm. demands that you change your mode and think about the industry, not just what you're used to. And I think that's the lesson that we're going to have to share with people who expect to be in the workforce for the next 20 and 30 years. You've got to be flexible. You've got to learn different modes of operating. You've got to be social mm-hmm. media savvy. You've got to know the computer because every single industry uses some form of technology.
Yes, and it's evolving every day.
Very much so. And it's not that hard either.
Mm-mm.
You just have to understand it.
That's true. Now, when you mentioned the social media, you also, I know, are a blogger.
Very much so.
And tell me, do you blog for Job Corps or for your company or both?
I actually blog for 6 different companies.
Oh.
But Job Corps has, because they're a Department of Labor
mm-hmm.
contractor, then companies get that contract. So McNeely, Pickett, and Fox, and they are absolutely wonderful public relations firms, does all of the signage, the advertisement for Job Corps. So they just send us what we need to put that out there. But I blog for I'm the Clarksville and Nashville Career Examiner. I have my very own blog called Job Winning Resumes. I blog for eZign Resumes. I blog for local job network, but it's in every city in every state in the United States. And I blog for Career Thought Leaders. And so as a professional in the business, you give back by sharing your expertise with other professionals in the industry, and it's just
nice.
A good one-stop shop for people throughout the world really to go and read. And I blog about people that I interact with, clients, not directly, but to give that information.
Mm-hmm.
This week I wrote an article called 7 considerations for ex-professionals who are now felons to consider when job searching.
Wow. Oh, very good.
Wow. I blogged about that dumb thing that you said.
Oh,
yeah. The reason it won't work in an interview. You know, I blog about best practices for resume writers. For the military, I wrote an article called Now 3 Things You Get to Decide. Because in the military, you don't get to decide that much.
That's right. Not till you get out.
You get to decide. Right. You know, I work with people who are stay-at-home moms, so we write articles.
Domestic engineers?
Very much so. Very much so. College students. So you have that degree, but you're not ready to go to work. So
right.
There's so many different variables for people to consider based on where they are. And it's really fun. I just blog when I meet someone, and because I read a lot and I'm constantly attending conferences and I learn and I ask my colleagues if I have a question, then I can just sit and write an article and look at some best tips and best practices to try to help motivated job seekers understand the things they need to consider as they think about changing careers or as they've been laid off or fired or whatever the case may be.
That's fantastic information. Now, do you share, before we go to break, do you share all of this on LinkedIn?
I very much do. I have LinkedIn, and all of my social media is Let Me Write It For You. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I have a website. I have a blog. If you Google my name, and it's Deborah Ann Matthews, it'll pop up. There are actually 7 Deborah Matthews in Tennessee and in Canada, and they're lawyers and politicians. So I differentiate myself saying Deborah Ann Matthews. And I actually share, there are tons of other social media sites like StumbleUpon and Newsly. So I'm connected with a lot of those types of social media sites.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's wonderful. Thank you for that. And very passionate. You're very passionate.
You can touch that. What,
yes. Oh, but think about it.
If I want person writing your resume,
you to work for me, I want you to be passionate as much as I am. So
right.
Fantastic.
Exactly right.
Well, we need to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Deborah.
When it comes to real estate in Clarksville, one name stands above the rest. Valerie Hunter Kelly and her Air Assault team. With over 4,000 career sales, Valerie and her team have helped thousands of families realize and achieve their real estate goals and dreams. Ranked number 1 in the Fort Campbell region for the past 5 years, Valerie Hunter Kelly is the name you want on your side when you look to buy or sell. It's Valerie Hunter Kelly and the Air Assault team, 931-320-2100, or visit them online at airassaults.com.
Attitude is everything. Manners are for everyone. Do you have an etiquette toolkit? Whether you are a student, executive, a soldier, family member, or a seasoned professional, etiquette education will position you to distinguish yourself and project a positive image. Austin's Etiquette for You offers services on how to dine like a diplomat, professional attire, customer service and dispute resolution, communication, and leadership skills. Fill your toolkit with the tools and philosophy necessary to maneuver through life with confidence and authority. Austin's Etiquette for You. Find out more by calling Lori at 931-206-5947 or visit etiquetteforyou.net. Etiquette, the number 4, the letter U.net.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Hey, Sally. How's work?
Busy. Between my 2 kids and my 6th grade students.
I'm sure.
Say, my Jessica says things are really changing in class.
They sure are. Tennessee's Common Core state standards have raised the bar for achievement at our school. But it's great that we can better concentrate on real-world learning rather than teaching for a test.
Must be working. I've read Tennessee education is improving faster than any state in the country.
Yes, and I'm excited for my kids, too, because I really believe that Common Core and a better focus on critical thinking skills will lead to a better education overall. And that means more kids in college, stronger families, better jobs, and a safer community.
Can't argue with holding everyone to the same standards,
and the extra effort's worth it. You know, if you'd like more information, tnprosperity.com is a great resource for parents.
My husband is curious. I'll send him there. And thanks again for all you're doing for Jessica.
Of course. Now, if we could just apply higher standards to these referees.
So tell me about it.
Paid for by the Tennessee Association of Business Foundation.
The Clarksville Transit System makes your ride easy with timely stops to downtown, schools, shopping centers, medical offices, on post at Fort Campbell, or even downtown Nashville. Bus routes move in and out of the Transit Center in downtown Clarksville for quick and easy transfers. With convenient routes in a variety of areas all around Clarksville, the average trip costs less than a half gallon of gasoline. Traffic in this area gets busier by the day. Leave the driving stress to CTS. Daily, weekly, or monthly, make Clarksville Transit System your choice. Serving thousands of customers daily, go to RideCTS.com for more info.
For the best coverage of local news,
there are citizens in this city who want to serve, who don't have a vested interest, so to say. They want to just get in there and make it better. And for those people to be overlooked, for lack of better words, the good old boy system to still be in place, you know, me and my posse run this city. Clarksville's too big for that. To me, it's insulting to think that only a few people who have this expertise or who run this business or who give to your campaign are able to serve on boards and committees and so forth. I have a problem with that.
Clarksville depends on WJZM Radio. Clarksville's only radio station for local news, talk, sports. WJZM Radio.
Let's go, girls.
Going out tonight. I'm welcome back to Three Ladies on the Radio.
She's pointing at me and my nose. Valerie.
Yeah, I'm bringing you back this afternoon. And I'm Valerie Hunter Kelly. And we're here with Lori Austin and Janice Cleary. And we have Deborah Ann Matthews. And that's important because she shared with us before the show that there's several Deborah Matthews in the United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking her up, you need to make sure you put in Deborah Ann Matthews. And our topic today is advice to help you change careers in 2014. And just before the break, then Deborah was telling us about, and I'm going to make a couple announcements before I let you back in, but she was going to give us some examples of things people say when they're interviewing that they probably shouldn't say, and some other tips. But just before that, we have two important things happening in Clarksville tonight. We have champagne and chocolate. So if you're into champagne and you just love chocolate, the museum has one of their fundraisers, and it's going to be from 5:30 to 8 at the museum tonight. So I'd encourage you to come out. So if you've had a tough week and you just want some place to relax and have a quick glass of champagne and a little different types of chocolate, I would encourage you to come out to that. And then also our school system tonight is having open house from 5 to 7 at Clarksville High. All of our schools, and I just found out about this, the 9th through 12th grade, they now have different academies in their schools. So parents, people in business, you really should come out and find out about this and what our schools have to offer so that you can share that with people that are coming to our community. When I was with Leadership Middle Tennessee, and last week we were in Clarksville, and I was so proud of our school system, what they had to offer. So I really encourage you to come out and support that. So you got two places to be tonight, and so we expect to see you at both, or at least at one of them. And then let's bring Deborah back, because we had some great questions during the break, and you just give us some tips on what are the things people say during my interview that maybe they shouldn't say.
Okay, thanks, Valerie. I appreciate that. I think the most important thing that people don't realize is that they should prepare for each and every interview. Okay. But even before that, people should prepare for their career. Prepare to know the type of jobs that they want to pursue from this point forward, even if they're in a different field today. And if you are prepared, then you'll know to ask appropriate questions for your industry.
Okay, and so what should they do to be prepared? What are some
tips? To get prepared, they should do self-evaluations based on their interests, their aptitude, and their passion. And so the old school way was, let me get a job at the railroad. And the new school way is, let me take my passion. If I'm a good organizer, if I'm really good and I love to organize and I love to plan things, then you may
it's
want
our,
to
it's our guest phone.
Yes, yes. I hear a phone. Can you answer the phone?
You may want to look at being an event planner for a convention center or event. This is the fastest growing city in the state of Tennessee. We have event planners in various capacities, not just the hospitality industry in Clarksville. So you may want to gear yourself towards doing those things you're passionate about. There's no such thing as I can't do what I'm passionate about.
So if I'm not passionate about something, I shouldn't be interviewing for a job.
There you go.
Because I don't want people in my business that are coming looking for a job.
Exactly.
That's I want right. people that exactly. are looking for to be able to add to the culture
value.
There
very
and
much
add
so.
Yes.
And certainly we know that unless we're independently wealthy, some we have to work. So if you're working at company A, B, and C, for instance, if you do need a job, Washington Inventory or Regis are excellent places to work just until you can get do what you want to do. Okay. Working with temporary agencies, working with short-term assignments are wonderful things to do. But when you're in an interview and you are saying things that you should not, number one, there are a series of illegal questions that mm-hmm. you shouldn't answer and you shouldn't ask. You should never bring up salary. You should never talk about the negatives. I was this or I was that. Mm-hmm. Although there are proactive ways to bring things up mm-hmm. In an interview situation, but it comes with being prepared. If you've had situations with the law, in Clarksville, we haven't passed an ordinance that where companies can't ask you about felony backgrounds, but in certain key cities in the United States, there is a law that the local government passed where companies cannot ask you about that. Mm-hmm. So based on what county you're in, you need to be what I call an informed job seeker. So it's not just, I need a job, let me go to an interview, but I understand the type of interview, because there are actually different types of interview. Mm-hmm. There are behavior interviews, situational interviews, based on the industry. So you definitely don't need to talk about if you're married or not, if your children or those type of things, or even your future personal plans. We are such a casual society now, but when you do those things, it decreases your income and it decreases your professionalism. So if you think of it in this way, I'm a professional boat maker. So let's say I'm a professional boat maker. So I work at A.O. Smith. I know they do something like and I want to come into an interview and I want to discuss my training, my skills, my successes, my challenges, and my mistakes in light of the mistake, what I learned from that.
That's right.
Because no one expects you not to have ever been fired, not to have ever made a mistake. That is absolutely not realistic. But what you're expected to do when you interview with companies and when you talk to networking situations, you're expected to know how to communicate what you learned from that experience, especially if you're over 30, in my opinion. If you're over 30, you've been around a little while, and you have to understand what it takes. We give a learning curve. We love to give learning curves in the workforce. Let me take this 18-year-old. Let me take this 24-year-old, mm-hmm. and let me groom them mm-hmm. because I like their personality. I like their energy. Let me teach them. Companies need workers in every type of field.
Right.
Every type of experience level. So that's okay.
You know, Deborah, I like how you said that it's okay to get a job while you're seeking the career that you want.
Very much so.
How many times have people come to you and said, there are no jobs out there?
Oh, very much so. And I say to them, be quiet. The reason that you don't know that there are no jobs is because you have not read. When I was 9 years old, I read because my mother made us watch a history program that it was against the law for me to read 150 years prior to that. So I read since that time. And if you read, you will know. When I moved to Clarksville, as I did growing up, we received the paper every day. I read the paper every day. And if you open up every page, there's something in there. There's something in the community pages showing you what companies are coming to town. There's an annual breakfast where the two mayors talk about industry. If you go to the Rotary meetings or Civitan meetings, if you ain't working, you ain't got nothing else to do anyway. If you go to those meetings, you'll learn about the fact that the city councils go to Las Vegas annually to get businesses to come here, to get the restaurants to come here. There are community information sessions sponsored by the Chamber and by the SBA and by the Career Center and by Goodwill and by the school systems and by Fort Campbell has a career fair every other month, every other week. Goodwill has a job fair at least twice a month. Madison Baptist Church has a networking session to help job seekers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's absolutely no way there are no jobs here. I think what I really think is that we're short-sighted. We don't realize that we're one in 125,000 folk. The mall is never empty.
Mm-mm.
McDonald's is never empty. Walmart is never empty. Somebody has some money. and I think that, and not only that, business people love to do business. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They tear down, they build up, they build up, they tear down. That's what they do. That's what they're always going to do. It's called capitalism. So I think that when you say there are no jobs, it's because you don't read. Maybe you don't know how to read. Maybe, I don't know what your problem is, but you're going to stay right there.
They don't know how to find it. They don't know how to do the research. They don't know where to look.
They don't know that they should do the research.
That's exactly right.
That's your problem.
That's right.
Right.
In the words of Dr. Phil, how's that working for you?
Exactly.
If it's working for you, continue on. But it's just the truth. Yeah, it's just the truth.
That's why we're laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, and if somebody comes to you and they've been in a certain career for a long time, and they end that career, how do you advise them at for something new to get into?
Well, I went to Orlando and I sat at the feet of 79-year-old Richard Nodale. First thing I learned is I have a lot of living to do to get to be 79 and still healthy. And the second thing I learned is he introduced us to these things called career sort cards. They're just like playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
And he have them for occupation, values, interests, and retirement. And you play this card game, and you look at things you know how to do well, things you like doing, things that you will never do, and things that you don't mind doing. And when you put them in this order, then you can visually look at your skills and your interests. Or I can just ask you, what do you want to do? It's not rocket science. What do you want to do? If you are a lawyer who no longer wants to practice law, you may want to teach, or you may want to teach tutor, or you may want to
open a
do customer service.
That's right.
You know, something similar to your passion. So it just depends. I'll ask you first, what do you want to do? But the first thing I will advise them is to seek help in formulating their ideas, because what you think in your mind sometimes can be so off. You need someone to kind of direct you.
That's right. Narrow it down.
Yeah. Not miss, that's your job, but just to direct you on what to think and how to think. And we have to get you in professional associations. You have to align yourself with the industry of your choice. And every single industry, from basket weaving to administrative services, has a professional organization that nurtures you, that teaches you, and help you to shine.
That's fantastic. This is some great advice.
That's
but we need
great.
To hear from our sponsors, and
sure.
We're going to come back and listen to Deborah some more. She has some fantastic info, and appreciate it. We'll be right back.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit the theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Attitude is everything. Manners are for everyone. Do you have an etiquette toolkit? Whether you are a student, executive, a soldier, family member, or a seasoned professional, etiquette education will position you to distinguish yourself and project a positive image. Austin's Etiquette for You offers services on how to dine like a diplomat, professional attire, customer service and dispute resolution, communication, and leadership skills. Fill your toolkit with the tools and philosophy necessary to maneuver through life with confidence and authority. Austin's Etiquette for You. Find out more by calling Lori at 931-206-5947 or visit etiquetteforyou.net. Etiquette, the number 4, the letter U.net.
When it comes to real estate in Clarksville, one name stands above the rest. Valerie Hunter Kelly and her Air Assault team. With over 4,000 career sales, Valerie and her team have helped thousands of families realize and achieve their real estate goals and dreams. Ranked number 1 in the Fort Campbell region for the past 5 years, Valerie Hunter Kelly is the name you want on your side when you look to buy or sell. It's Valerie Hunter Kelly and the Air Assault team, 931-320-2100, or visit them online at airassaults.com.
People talk about the internet like there's only one internet that's exactly the same for everybody. But it's not. Because depending on your internet service, your online experience can be very different. Charter Internet is fast. In tech terms, you get speeds of 30 megabits per second. Then there's that phone company DSL internet experience. It's slow, 10 times slower, starting at only 3 megabits per second. In tech talk, I believe the term is lame. But wait, I'm not quite done with my comparison here. With Charter Internet, you get a free internet modem, speeds up to 30 megabits, a price at just $29.99 a month for a year when bundled, and satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Phone company internet? Well, can I just say that, personally, I'm glad that I don't have to do the ads for phone company internet, and let's just leave it at that. Call 855-34-CHARTER today. That's 855-34-CHARTER. And get the good internet.
Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tune in each Saturday as Wayne Arnold from the Financial Planning Center in Clarksville gives you financial tips on how to plan for your financial future. It's Financially Tuned each Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on Clarksville's local radio station, WJZM 1400 AM.
Clarksville's only radio station for local news, talk, sports, WJZM Radio.
Come on. I'm going out tonight, I'm feeling alright, gonna let it all hang out.
Welcome back to Three Ladies on the Radio. And we're here with Deborah Ann Matthews, and she has some great advice for us, some fabulous resources, and she keeps it real. I swear I wish we could have our conversations during break on air. Yeah. Sometimes that's some of the best stuff. But Deborah, real quick, because we're just the hours flying by. Oh, wow. We're almost out of time. Tell us, how can we get a hold of you?
Okay. You can find me on Facebook under Let Me Write It For You. You can find me on LinkedIn under Deborah Ann Matthews. You can find me on my website, which is jobwinningresumes.net, or you can call me the old-fashioned way at 931-269-WR, the number one, T, or 9718.
Good, thank you. I ain't trying to look up those little letters. All right, fantastic. All right, so let's pick up where we left off. Okay. Because you were just sharing some great tips for job seekers out there or folks that want to change careers.
Do you want me to just run down quickly the advice to help career changes?
Yes, you have some great list. Great. Please share that.
Let's say commit. Commit to the actual change. And understand that job loss and salary decreation, we understand the stress involved in that, but just commit to the change. Pick your job goals. Decide up to 3 different career areas that are related that you'd like to take advantage of in your next best job. And get yourself some business networking cards. And you can call me and I'll tell you what that means. Stand out. Keep learning something new. There are lots of free webinars. There are a lot of free classes and free sessions and low-cost sessions through Austin Peay and the Goodwill Career Solutions, as well as Operation Stand Down, where you can learn various things that will help make you more marketable in the workplace.
Yeah, and that's so important.
Yes. Put together keyword resumes, cover letters, bios, and one-page websites that relate to who you are as a professional.
Real quick, before we go on, talk about keywords, because most people don't grasp that. Think about it. If you don't have the keywords, how do the employers find you?
Exactly. If you take a job description, copy it and paste it in Wordle, it's WORDLE.net, it will pop up the keywords for job descriptions.
Or Tag Crowd.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know about
that. That's another good one.
Mm-hmm. And if you also go to the Occupational Outlook Handbook and print and copy your profession and read it, you will learn about the keywords. And then you'll see those same keywords in job descriptors. Companies run most jobs through applicant tracking systems, and that's the first line of defense to actually pick up qualified applicants for jobs. Okay.
What is this Get Practice by Way of Interview Whiz? What is Interview Whiz?
Interview Whiz is a colleague of mine who actually specializes in working with people on interviewing tips. He specializes in working with college students. He also specializes in working with parents who've been home for a while, entry-level workers. But he's actually an engineer with a very neat company in Texas. And he videotapes you and helps you to see who you are as an interviewer and why you didn't get that job.
Gotcha. So he's actually a wonderful resource. His name is Robert Holland. Okay. The next tip is whatever you've been doing that has not worked, stop doing it.
That's right.
The next tip is you must have an online presence. If you do not know how to use the computer, the library, the Senior Citizen Center, the Goodwill Career Solutions Center, as well as the Greenwood School, mm-hmm. offers computer-based training where you can learn how to maneuver through the computers. And you can use the computers free of charge at the library or the Career Center or Goodwill if you're registered with them anytime you need to. The next tip is help your references to know who you are as a professional, because a lot of times you lose that job not having adequate references, because you, mm-hmm. you must make sure your references understand your wonderful, successful accomplishments and achievements. And that's very important.
And share the difference between a personal reference and a professional reference.
Exactly. I would actually recommend that you just go with your professional references.
That's right.
Because companies have a lot of talent out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is they're trying to see, can you fit in? Can you solve problems? And can you get along with people? And can you do what we need you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And in light of that, every piece of your professional communication must be consistent right along with the brand. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
thank
excellent.
You.
Excellent. We also have some free things that we'd like people to take with them. We have, in my profession, I am professionally aligned with people from all over the world. And it's so wonderful because all we do is help people get jobs, help people with their communication. So we have a free ebook called Supercharge Your Job Search. We also have a free book that's called 101 Ways to Skyrocket Your Career. And all you have to do is email me, and I will send those books to you.
Oh, fantastic.
But if I'm interviewing for a job, should I take something free with me to give to that person?
Not at all. If you're interviewing for a professional position, you may want to do a couple of things. You may want to put together a 30, 60, 90-day prospectus. You may want to do a PowerPoint or a social media display where you give them your videotape or email them the link where they can look at it. Mm-hmm. You want to set yourself apart. If you're in an industry, you want to come into an interview and let them know, I am a subject matter expert. Do you see what I brought with me today?
Yes.
I got this. And that's what you realize when I open my mouth, by the way I look, because my graphic designer, who is Jumpstart Agency, they made me consistent. And my every skill that I've learned by going to conferences and by being passionate enough to read every single day about this business of helping people with careers. Mm-hmm. And those are the type of people that companies want. Companies need widget number one and widget number two.
That's right.
And that's okay, too. If you're retired, you want to put widget number one and widget number two because you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And you're happy with that because you want to go home and play with the baby. But if you are looking at expanding your career and going into maybe some part-time businesses as well as keeping your hand in the grind of the industry, then you really want to learn how to set yourself apart.
That's right. You want to distinguish yourself,
yes.
and outclass the competition.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And you can do that, you're going to be one of the number one candidates, if not the chosen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what happens, even if they don't pick you today, when I got hired at the job I have, when they saw that I lived in Clarksville, they said, oh, don't move to Nashville. We'll open up an office here. You
uh-huh.
don't know how a company can envision you helping them meet their goals. So you have to come with your A game, your preparation,
mm-hmm.
your image, your understanding of the profession, your understanding of yourself, and your understanding of the needs of that profession.
Do you think yeah. that a lot of people, a lot of young people come to you with almost an entitlement that just because they've had a few jobs under their belt, they feel like they should be at the top of the chain immediately?
No, old people come to me with that.
Interesting.
Yes, I thought it stopped.
Yeah. Oh, people come. People come who have a college degree and said, I thought if I got to college, I'll just get a good job.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Or, you know, or I got this degree from the University of Privatized School and I'm ready for this good job, but yet you are not professional. You've not invested in what it takes to become a professional person. You just have a degree and you have a student loan. And you want to work, you've been a clerk, but you have a degree in accountant, but you're not aligned with any professional association. When you're trying to get that next job, you have to put a bridge between where you are now and where you want to be. And that mm-hmm. bridge is volunteerism,
association, personal research, attending conferences, volunteering somewhere, sharing what you know, doing something to let the hiring manager know, I am the person that you want to invest in to help you meet the goals of your company.
Now, would you, you haven't mentioned attire yet, or did, I know we did during break, so okay. Do you feel that's very, very important?
Image is entirely important. I mean, for women, since this is a women's show, I need you to arch those eyebrows, I need you to get a haircut and put some color in that hair. If you're a young lady, I need you, when people look at you, I need them to say, whew, you look good. You young people don't know how to dress, you look good. If you're a middle-aged lady between 35 and 45, I need some sex appeal in this camp. I'm sorry. I need things lifted. I need rouge on the lips. I need a polished look. I'm sorry that you burnt that bra in the 60s. I need you to put it back on, and I need you to be on point with your image. When people look at you, they need to go, oh, you look so good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a job at Payless in Memphis, Tennessee, and I would wear my blue suit and my white shirt every day until I found a job. Mm-hmm. The first day I went to work, the manager said, I hired you because of the way your makeup and your hair is.
That's right.
And that was a job at Payless Shoe Store, and I had a college degree, and I was happy to have that job. Image matters. I'm sorry, it matters.
No, don't apologize. It does matter.
Yes.
100%.
Yes, matters.
It's only about 15% of what you say.
Yes.
That gets through. But yes. It's
how you look.
That's right.
Pearls, traditional look, you can't go wrong.
No. No hoops. You want studs in your ears.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Polished.
Yes.
Polished.
That's right.
Get it together.
Yeah. And no cologne or perfume. Too many allergies out there today.
That's a good
thing. And think about it. Maybe that perfume evokes mm-hmm. an emotion yes. that's negative. I mean, we laugh about that, but it happens all the time.
Anything that makes you stand out, you may want to wait a year before you involve that in your job. Anything that makes you stand out. Right now, your job is to be the professional who's looked upon as competent.
That's right. Everyone, the employers, that's what they're looking for.
Yes.
So, my goodness, we ran out of time, Deborah. The fantastic guest today. Thank you.
Yes,
again,
you.
Tell
very
us,
good.
How can we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 931-269-9718, or you can go online and Google my name, Deborah Ann Matthews. It will pop up. I'm on Facebook under Let Me Write It For You. I'm on LinkedIn under Let Me Write It For You. Mm-hmm. I have a website that's called Job Winning Resumes. I have a blog that's called Job Winning Resumes as well. So, I'm very easy to find.
Fantastic, and hopefully all take advantage of Deborah's services. She's wonderful.
Thank you.
You are welcome. One quick announcement. There is a wonderful two-day workshop coming up on February 6th and 7th. It's called Thought Patterns for High Performance. It's great for business professionals. It's going to give yourself, your employees, and your staff members the most powerful tools they will ever need, the ability to sustainably change the way they think, the ability to eliminate the stress of change, and the ability to self-regulate at higher levels of excellence. It's a fantastic seminar. It's sponsored by Damar Institute. It's with Austin's Etiquette for You and the Pacific Institute. It is from 8:30 to 5. It will be held at Damar Institute. For more information, you can call me, Lori, at 931-206-5947 or visit my website at etiquetteforyou.net. That's E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, the number 4, letter U, .net. Thank you all for listening, and visit us on our Facebook page, WJZM, Three Ladies on the Radio. And you all have a fantastic week.
And
I am Lori Austin.
And I'm Valerie Hunter-Kelly. And next week, we're going to be talking about Valentine's. And we're going to have some guests on talking about that.
Yes, it's going to be a good show.
It
might
be a
two-part series.
Yes, we may do
two-part series. That's right. We're going to break that up so we can cover it all that. And mm-hmm. I look forward to that show.
Sounds good.
All right, so together we are
Three Ladies on the Radio.
I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to